T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here on the Hockman and Crowder program, and we are at FLA Live Arena getting ready for a little Stanley Cup Final Game 3 tonight, which you will hear on this very radio station. Josh Appel is going to join us this hour. He is sitting down with us. Josh Appel, public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park. And don't look now, by the way, the Marlins 7 games over 500. They're on some kind of streak. Luis Arraez is doing things. And you're overshadowed by like 6 different stories in South Florida, Appel. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
All right. Appel is going to join us. We're going to talk some. There's a quick answer by Appel. Appel's going to join us this hour.
He's getting him out the way.
I got a thumbs up from Solana.
Now, I am going to get to his answer from 2 days ago when he went 4.5 minutes. No, I'm sure you want to finish it at some point. So
he wasn't done?
We'll get there. He wasn't done. Oh, we had to cut him off and move on. No, Appel's going to join us. Going to talk some Panthers here. In the 4 o'clock hour, Rob Pizzola is going to join us from Canada. In the 5 o'clock hour, Clay Ferrero is going to join us from Local 10. He will be here as well. We're going to get headlines with Solana. If you were listening to me do the commercial for Caneswear at the end of the last segment, I was doing the commercial, and then I see Solana start to feel the heat from these Bean Boozled jelly beans. Let me see the wrapper there. What?
There you go.
What are these?
Fiery Five.
Fiery Five. So Solana. So anyway, I put video up on my Instagram. It's Radio Mark Hockman. It's not a bit. You can see Solana, I mean, starting to tear up. And then Josh Appel, I'm like, you try one of these. And he's, oh, okay, no problem. Now, Solana had eaten a handful. Appel took one, ran to the garbage can, spit it out.
Yes.
But if you don't have kids, Crowder and I have kids, you know Bean Boozled. First of all, do you see the warning on this, Solana? It says, warning, extremely hot.
No, I didn't see
that. Are you struggling right now?
Yeah, I had a very weird encounter in the restroom as well because I went to just go wash out my mouth.
Uh-huh.
And some dudes are looking at me like, "Why? Like, what are you doing?"
Right. And Which is a fair thing to think.
Of course. And I just said, sorry, I threw a bunch of jelly beans in my mouth. And he must think I'm
mad because, you know, usually jelly beans are very sweet. But if you have kids, you know Bean Boozled. Sometimes you get a flavor that's foot, booger, toilet paper, but these happen to be marked warning, extremely hot.
The back, the flavor's on the back.
Oh. Sriracha, jalapeno.
Yeah, I tasted that.
Cayenne, habanero, and Carolina Reaper. Yeah. You probably grabbed like 3 Carolina Reapers thinking because they're the red ones, so you think that those are going to be the best.
That's the one I had.
Yeah.
It's the single worst thing I've ever eaten.
This is man stuff,
but
guys.
But it even says on the package, Fiery 5 Challenge, how hot can you handle?
Yeah.
And Solana just being... Do you know how much you paid for this bag of Bean Boozled?
$6.
$6.35.
It's all about the joke.
Are you kidding me?
In fairness, it is worth it for what just happened.
Like, just for the Instagram, I should have more followers than Inter Miami right now. Just to watch Solana struggle. Like, he couldn't grasp. You know what I mean? Because it's hard to grasp. Like, you think you're eating jelly beans. Like, if you were doing hot ones and it was a wing and you kind of, you're in the mindset of, okay, there's going to be some heat and I'm going to have to withstand it. But your defenses were completely low. You have no expectation.
It's a 305.
Dolly.
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 God bless. Dolly.
Dolly.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And if you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a puck.
I like it.
Jimmy brings it strong, man. You didn't hear Jimmy yesterday.
No, he was coming.
He goes, thank you guys or whatever. And then he goes, I forgot. That was it. He just completely lost his train of thought.
Hit us with the patches on Houlihan today, though.
Yeah, buddy. Anyway, 305 on the Hockman and Crowder Show, brought to you by All Year Cooling. Keep your cool and call All Year, 833 All Year. But watching Solana struggle was really amazing because his defenses were so low. And even now, it looks like you are fighting something. Like, are you feeling pain?
I'm not feeling good. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
sounds terrible.
I haven't had jelly beans in a long time. So I see Crowder.
Yeah, gums.
Correct. Erroneous. But yes,
you do.
That is a fact.
I mean, you spend as much on your gum surgery as he did on these Bean Boozled.
So I was kind of looking forward to just a handful of jelly beans. Yeah. Like, yeah. And, I mean, I don't feel well right now. You know, it's kind of sitting in my stomach now, too. My throat is on fire.
I knew what was about to happen. That's why I opened them during Ryder. Because I said, this is what happens when you have a bag of jelly beans. You open them, you take a couple, and the guys around you say, oh, hey, let me grab some. Because they're a shareable meal. I got you guys. Got you.
I like hot snacks. Like, I'm a big Andy Capps hot fries guy.
But you got to be – the mindset is important, though.
This was so terrible. Like, other than just saying it's terrible, I'm not sure there's much more to expound upon.
But I don't think, again, it's because awful. You guys don't have kids, you don't understand why Bean Boozled exist. Mm-hmm. They exist for kids to try to gross each other out with how much booger jelly bean they can eat.
But Solana and I were kids at one point. We never did that.
Right. Well, you didn't have a lot of friends, let's be honest. I mean, what were you going to do with your mom? I mean, what are we doing here?
It does say a lot that you are one of my friends that I speak to most. So you may be onto something there.
And if you want to play Bean Boozled, I'll be happy to do so this weekend.
I'll get the loaner bag for you guys.
All right, let's get headlines here.
Play with yourself, loner bag.
Let's get headlines here before we talk some Panthers with Appel. Headlines with Alejandro Solana, who's going to have a tough time getting through these, I think.
I'll power through.
All right.
Don't worry. We'll get this done. This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. The South Florida Finals Tour has not kicked off on the right note.
Right. We're 1-4 combined.
Yeah. The Heat did lose yesterday. They got blown out by the Denver Nuggets. Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic did something that has never been done before, not just in finals or playoff history, but in NBA history. Both recorded 30-point triple-doubles in
Amazing.
The game.
How about you do it when Nikola Jokic and Omer Yurtseven aren't in the game? Do it when everybody else is in the game. I mean, honestly.
That's when the Heat started making their comeback, when Jokic and Yurtseven were in the game.
With all due respect to Udonis, was the rebound on the Udonis jumper that flew over the rim and barely grazed it? That made me sad. That made me sad.
Well, here's what made me – I'll tell you what made me sad about that. They were trying to get him a shot. And I was like, don't do that to him. Like, he's getting his finals minutes. And what'd you say? He's the oldest player to participate in NBA finals,
yeah.
NBA history?
Yep.
Don't make him hoist up a shot. I thought that was uncool. He doesn't like to come in garbage time. He doesn't want to be out there running around. And I get it, by the way. He doesn't want to be running around with Nikola Jokic and Omer Yurtseven. He's beyond that. And I'm with that. But I thought it was cool to get him finals minutes so he can be the oldest player ever to play in NBA finals. I didn't like the fact that they were trying to get him a shot because he didn't want to take a shot, and you saw what happened when he did take a
it
shot.
It was sad.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be in the game.
I think he wanted to have that record. I don't think he would have gone in. I don't think Spo would have put him in unless he said to him at some time out there, at some juncture, hey, do you want to go in? You're going to be the oldest player to ever play in NBA Finals. And he probably was like, okay, I'll do that. But I don't think he wanted to become the focal point and you know, have the – the fans hooting and hollering.
What's the walk called when the girls are leaving the condo at 7 a.m.?
Walk of shame.
Walk of shame.
He walk ashamed all the way to the scorer's table to check in and then walk ashamed to the foul line. If he asked Spo to get in, I don't think he really wanted to.
I think
somebody influenced him.
I don't think he asked him to get in. I think Spo said, hey, I'm going to check you in because you'll own a record in NBA history. That's my guess.
I'm sure it was agreed upon before the series.
I don't think he puts him in without his but I don't think he's asking to go in. And he's certainly not asking for the ball to take a jumper.
No.
Still pretty cool, though, like UD setting that record. I think. I'm really happy for him that – his final season in his NBA career, the NBA finals are happening, and
100%.
He gets to be a part of it.
No, it's only Josh Appel that had a big problem with Udonis being in there, sounds like.
No, I liked it.
I'm not certain that you did.
It made me sad.
Well, then things that make you sad, generally you don't like.
Okay.
Okay. What's it like? Like watching Shaq in Phoenix? Because that made me sad.
Yeah, it's just like I was happy to see him out there, but like I was also like just – hang around, like exist on the court. I don't want to see you miss a jumper like that.
I agree. I didn't want to see him take that jumper. I thought that was uncool of his teammates to do that.
Well, game four will be tomorrow, Kaseya Center, 8:30 p.m. No word yet on Tyler Hero. Yesterday, Coach Spo was pretty adamant.
Like, I did get a push notification about Tyler, and I didn't read it. It was something like he's not going to be available.
Yeah, yesterday Coach Spo was pretty adamant.
Oh, ESPN, Hero still not cleared. Eric Spoelstra details the steps Tyler Hero has to take to get back on the court as he recovers from a broken hand.
Yeah, those were his comments yesterday. Okay. He just said he's not ready. So
I mean, it was always pushing it to begin with that he's going to be back.
I had said to Solana yesterday, I had read something somewhere where, you know, it was kind of folly to think that he was really going to be back for the finals. In fact, Solana said, it's one of those things that you kind of say when you don't think you're going to the finals.
Right.
It's the beginning of the playoffs. He breaks his hand. They're like, he might be ready for the NBA finals. And there's no chance they're going to the NBA finals. All of a sudden, they're in the NBA finals. They're like, you know, you said that he was going to be back. Yeah.
But there was also two different reports in the middle of the Boston series that, like, put a target on game three.
Yeah, Chris Haynes from NBA and TNT, he said that game three was a likely timetable for his return. But, I mean, maybe at that point he was feeling good enough to where they could expect in a week or two for him to be ready. But then we found out right before game two, he told an ESPN sideline reporter that every time he's shooting, his hand is still getting swollen.
Right.
So maybe he's just not recovering with the timetable that he expected and the team expected.
If he gets any minutes, I'm slapping his hand the first time he gets the ball and he's out of the game.
Right, of course.
Like, that's the easiest thing in the world.
We have to pivot to the Dolphins, and here's why. Dalvin Cook was informed today by the Minnesota Vikings he's being waived. Now, there's been reports that the Dolphins are one of the teams that could be in the running for Dalvin Cook. But how about this? David Fiorone, Sun Sentinel Dolphins beat reporter, tweeted 40 minutes ago, Dalvin Cook on his Instagram story earlier today posted a picture of him in his Vikings uniform after a game. Seems like he's almost celebrating a victory, but it's a victory that happened at Hard Rock Stadium.
Ooh.
And you can tell this is in Miami. Like, the post was clearly to say, hey, this is a picture of me in Miami.
I have to tell you, I don't know if people are listening, you know, on the app and they're out of state or out of area. This was my reaction when I read this morning that the Vikings had released Dalvin Cook and that, who did I see? The Broncos and the Dolphins. Those are the two front runners. My reaction was, oh, come on, not another guy. It's enough already down here because we've got the finals. We've got Messi. The Marlins are doing well. And I was just like, I can't take another big star hijacking the show when I've got stuff planned. That's how great things are in South Florida right now. Is my initial reaction was, oh, my God, Dalvin Cook is going to end up with the Dolphins. We're going to have to do shows on it.
Let's deal with it. Let's figure out. We'll navigate the show flow. But
no, you'd have no qualms, right?
Oh, my God. And he's going to – you're getting for the cheap because he's getting paid out, so he can't go and ask for $20 million.
I mean, it's everything we talked about in the running back room, right?
Exactly what you wanted. We want a star. We want a game breaker. We know Jeff Wilson. We know those guys, Mozart and all those guys. They're decent guys, but they're not a game breaker. Now you have a all-pro running back with Tua, with this damn receiving core. Bro, come on, let's get it.
It would be a great addition. I just wonder, you know, they draft Achane out of Texas A&M. They still have Wilson and Mostert, as you mentioned. It depends what the market for Cook money-wise is going to be. I'm not sure that he's someone they should, I guess, pay up more for, given what they already have.
I think it's like what Crowder said. If you can get him as a bargain, no-brainer.
But you're not breaking the bank, too, because you still got to re-sign Christian Wilkins. There are other needs on this team that they got to use that money on before they use it on a running back. It'd be a really cool story, and from all the reports we've seen, it seems like he wants to be here.
I mean, it sounds like from what Solana says, but even he's before, telegraphing it.
But even before, he's been telling people around him that he wants to come back down here and play for the Dolphins. If they can make the money work, great. I just don't know if another team is going to offer him a little more to make it more enticing to make him go somewhere else.
To your point, Josh, it's going to be how bad do you want to be down? Because he's from here. How bad do you want to play in front of your family? How bad do you want? He's not getting a 4 for $60. I'm thinking if they do get him, 2-year deal max.
Yeah.
2-year deal max and no kind of 2 for $20.
A lot of incentives.
Like that. It's incentives if he hits those marks. But, yeah, they can't pay him as a top back.
Right.
You have to want to be a top back on the Dolphins. It's going to be all on Dalvin.
Yeah.
The Marlins, they sweep another team. The Royals and the A's aren't very good, but the Marlins
can
mention,
play who's on your schedule.
They were plus 30 in run differential over these six games against the A's and Royals. They did exactly what you need to do against the terrible teams, and they took care of business. Can't fault them for winning games on their schedule.
So the Marlins are good.
They're good.
And again, as I said, I don't think it was part of my 4.5-minute answer, but Sandy Alcantara has not been at his best this year.
Right.
Jazz Chisholm Jr. has been out for a month at this point. I mean, this team is probably going to make a couple additions at the deadline if they're still in the race, which unless some big fall off happens, they're going to be in the mix.
They're going to be buyers?
I mean, if they're in the mix, why not?
AJ Puck just came back after his great start to the year. He missed a month. Joey Wendell starting to hit. Jesus Sanchez, Brian De La Cruz. Like, there are guys on this team that are starting to perform really, really well, and it's showing in the results. Big road trip. Nine-game road trip. 3 cities.
Skip Schumacher's our dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's our
You're
guy.
A good friend from
That's
the beginning
my
of the
good friend.
Season. Yeah.
My grand.
Why y'all combine words?
Wombos. Word like combo.
I hate y'all. Wombos.
It was cute for a little.
Right.
And it's totally our bit, too.
Yeah, it's not Chris Cody's.
Who?
Like Bean Boozled. Interestingly enough, that just becomes Boozled.
But Boozled's already in.
I know. One of the quirks of the game.
Benoozled.
No, not really in the spirit of the game.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You'll pick up on it.
I'm not invited. I've never.
I'm inviting you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Benoozled.
Happy Dad. Had. You see? The pivot. Thivot. You see?
You see?
You see? All right, Solana. Anything else?
Inter Miami did win yesterday. U.S. Open Cup quarterfinal 1-0 over Birmingham Legion FC. They advance to the U.S. Open Cup semifinal, right? Is that what follows the quarterfinal, the semifinal?
Yeah.
And thank you.
You're welcome. You asked, so I answered.
And
I wasn't certain.
Again, tonight, 8 p.m. puck drop right here live in Sunrise, FLA Live Arena. Panthers trail the series 2-0. They need a dub.
Yes, they do.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations at 866-954-MORE. It is clearing up here in Sunrise.
Yeah,
I look to my right.
Looks nice.
It's actually a really nice afternoon, but there is still heavy showers across the tri-state county area.
Tri-state
so.
County. Mm-mm. What are the other two states?
Tri-state.
Tri-state county area.
County that covers 3 states.
Well, if you want to get technical, South Florida, Central Florida, North Florida, we're all really different states,
gotcha.
If we want to get technical.
And so we're talking about showers up in Jacksonville? what exactly are we doing here?
Tri-state county area.
We're going to talk some Panthers with Appel here in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I think Trick Daddy said it best when he said, let's go!
I didn't know which quote you were going to go with.
and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, we're at FLA Live Arena. Before we continue, let me talk about the Cheetah. Make Cheetah Pompano Beach, Cheetah Hallandale Beach your free lunch hotspots. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view when you can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3? It's not one of those free lunches that you roll your eyes at. They don't throw out a couple of buckets of Bean Boozled and say, go enjoy yourself. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs on the menu, wings, salads, sandwiches. Not to mention their daily specials. Did you just look at my super follower video?
Exactly what I'm looking at.
He's the Undertaker. Somebody
Yeah, it's a good response. I just posted video of Solana. I'll show Crowder here. I posted video of Solana on my super followers. This is what I was watching as we were doing the segment. The video froze on Solana. And it's haunting.
It ruined his day.
Haunting. Anyway, grab your buddies after work. Head on over to Cheetah Pompano Beach, Cheetah Hallandale Beach. They'll take care of you for the best happy hour, the best entertainment in South Florida. And there's a lot of great stuff coming up at the Cheetah. You don't have tickets tonight. You want to watch the finals? You can do it at the Cheetah. You don't have tickets tomorrow night like Crowder does? You can watch the game at the Cheetah. Great bucket specials during the games at Cheetah Hallandale. Saturday, UFC 289. You can watch that at Cheetah Hallandale. If you want details on everything going on at Cheetah Hallandale, just check out CheetahHallandale.com. And if you want to know what's going on at Cheetah Pompano or Palm Beach, just check out CheetahSOFL.com. Today, just like every other day this week on this program, we are giving away Duran Duran tickets. They're coming to FLA Live Arena right here, June 18th. And we're giving away a pair of tickets every day this week. Just keep listening. We'll give away another pair sometime before 6 o'clock. You can get all the details at WQAM.com. Just click on contests, and it's a Live Nation show. And someone listening is going to win tickets before 6.
Those are my friends over there.
Cops?
Yeah. Whoever thought it. Who ever thought I know every cop in South Florida?
Anyone who knew you growing up had no idea they would all be your friends.
Hey, fellas.
Josh Appel is here with us. Rob Pizzola in the 4 o'clock hour. Clay Ferrero in the 5 o'clock hour. Is it super surprising, Josh, that the Panthers are down 0-2 in this series?
I don't think you could say it's super surprising. They were on such a hot streak. They had won 8 road games in a row in the playoffs. They had won 11 out of 12 overall. That streak was going to come to an end at a certain point. I think the surprising thing is how they lost in Game 2. Game 1 was 2-2 going into the third period. Didn't get a couple of bounces in that third. Obviously, the big save on Nick Cousins by Aiden Hill changed the game, and Vegas won. That happens, Game 1 on the road. Okay. But you feel pretty good overall about your 5-on-5 game. Bobrovsky made some big saves. The disappointing thing is how they lost in Game 2. Too many defensive breakdowns. Bobrovsky wasn't at his best. And Vegas was just unfazed by the Panthers' brand of physicality in that game.
Hey, Josh, just to that point, I'll say it. We talk about the Heat with the whole energy thing and all that. I just saw in game two, they were just wide open nets. Like, what were – you talking about defensive breakdowns. What were the breakdowns? Because there was one-on-one with Bob and some guys in that first period. That was like, where the hell are the rest of the Panthers players?
I would – you know, there's a – it wasn't in the first period, but I think it was Marchessault's second goal where the Panthers didn't have five players on the ice, and the four players that were on the ice – were all in the corner in the defensive zone, leaving the entire middle of the ice open.
Yes.
Almost very similar, if you remember, in the first-round series against Boston, Game 6, Boston scored a shorthanded goal in a similar situation where two guys took one guy in the corner, leaving the middle of the ice in the slot wide open. They found him for the goal. So the game was out of reach at that point, but defensive breakdowns like that, the Panthers did not, Paul Maurice said, did not do a good job handling the rush game from Vegas. You would imagine that, you know, a couple days off, watching film, preparing for this game, they have addressed what they would like to get corrected tonight. Whether they do that remains to be seen in the game, but, I mean, you would hope that they make the adjustments they need to after game two.
Does Matthew Tkachuk need to put the team on his back tonight and lead them to a victory as much as one person can in a hockey game, not get penalties, and we can argue, you know, whether the penalties were warranted or not, not get penalties, lead the team to victory because he's been that guy all season long?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that about him and Barkov, and even a guy like Carter Verhaeghe, too, who's gone kind of cold here in the last handful of games. Paul Maurice said today that, you know, the first two games, it hasn't been an issue of, oh, our A guys haven't been playing well, and that's why we're losing. Like, he's said that he's fine with the offensive game for the most part. Obviously, you want to make tweaks here and there, but it's their defensive coverage that's let them down in these last two games. You could talk about all the shots that they gave up in the Toronto and in the Carolina series, but there wasn't a lot of quality there. There was, you know, every so often teams are going to get quality chances, but 12 goals allowed in two games has not been what this team has performed like since the first round, since that two-game losing streak in the first round to Boston. So you'd hope that they can get that stuff corrected. If they're going to win this series, they'll need their A guys to perform. That includes Sergei Bobrovsky, Tkachuk, Barkov, all those guys. Like, they have no chance if those guys aren't going to perform.
And should I panic? I wasn't ready to see Bob benched in game two in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Is that normal for a hockey team?
Yeah, I mean, look, the game was 4-0 at that point.
He was getting rocked.
Yeah, the goals weren't great goals he gave up, but at the same time, as I said in my 4.5-minute answer on Monday or Tuesday, whenever
we're all recovering. More painful than the Bean Boozled.
Give me another jalapeno if this guy stopped talking.
My mouth is open. You're just going to peg. You're going to throw the California Reaper.
You were the Carolina Reaper of radio guests.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's just one of those things where the game's out of reach. He's getting pelted, and he's not playing great. Give him a breather and regroup for this game. They're not going to win this series without him. There's no scenario where he shouldn't start outside of an injury.
Is this one of those seasons? We had this conversation about the Heat, and it's certainly applicable for the Panthers, where you go, hey, you're only two games into the Stanley Cup. You're down 0-2. But this season is a surprise. We watched them during the regular season. They didn't clinch their playoff berth till game 81. They weren't supposed to beat Boston. They weren't supposed to beat Toronto. So whatever happens in the Stanley Cup final, hey, it's all gravy. Because we kind of talked about that with the Heat, where it's like, hey, you barely made the playoffs. Or, as Crowder says, hey, when you get to the finals, that stuff goes out the window. Because you did the heart part. You already got through the points where you go, hey, this shouldn't be happening. It did happen. You played your way into the finals. So there's no sitting back and going, hey, whatever happens, we're thrilled with this season. Is it that, or is it, no, you're in the finals. Like, you got
to
win.
I don't think it has to be one or the other. I think it can be both. I think you know, in 1996, when the Panthers made it to the Stanley Cup final and got swept by the Avalanche, everybody probably afterwards was like, all right, this is the start of something here. We're going to be a cup contending team for years to come. And then it was 25 plus years, not only not making the Stanley Cup, but only making the playoffs a handful of times in that span. So you don't know when the next time is that they're going to reach this point. It's really, really hard to get here. Colorado lost in the first round of the playoffs this year for a lot of reasons, but regardless, they lost in the first round this year. Boston, obviously, lost in the first round this year. Tampa as well, who had made this run over the last few years. It's so, so difficult to get back to this point, and so you're here, you might as well win. But you need to keep the perspective that this is supposed to be the transition year for the Panthers. I can't remember if Bill Zito had used that term publicly, but everybody kind of can get a read. This is the transition year. Not a lot of cap space. They signed a lot of veterans to minimum contracts. No flexibility at the beginning of the year. They had to dress less skaters than they would have liked to because of the salary cap earlier in the season. They're going to get all that cap space in this offseason when some of the buyouts come off the books, and next year is when they can really reload and retool to go for a cup run. Well, the transition year is now the cup run, and so you get here, and you're not guaranteed another visit here. So you can keep the perspective of it's great that we're here, and it is. And I'm not going to – it's been a really weird experience for me watching this cup final because, like, game two, it sucked, but, like, I wasn't sitting there, like, pounding my fist on the couch just, like, very angry and upset. I was disappointed, but I'm like, I'm watching my team in the Stanley Cup here. They didn't perform well. It happens. Let's get them at home. They've still got two games at home, and they've been really, really good in adverse situations in these playoffs.
Do they have to score a lot of goals against Vegas? Because it seemed like in the conference final, what worked for them was low scoring and just, you know, being better than Carolina and their physicality. But I don't know if they can be the more physical team against Vegas, at least not through two games. And
I hope they don't have to score a lot of goals against Aiden Hill way that he's looked in two games.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, if Bob isn't the Bob we saw through two through the first three rounds, and, you know, it happens. Maybe he's still great, but he's not the best goaltender in this series. It seems to me like they're going to have to score more goals, and I don't think that favors the Panthers in this series.
They were a top five scoring team in the NHL in the regular season, despite the system change, despite all of that. Every time I came on the show, I tell you, guys, like, they're still scoring. They just have other issues that they have to correct. They won a couple of games 4-3 in that Eastern Conference Final, including the
clincher.
Yeah, the game four clincher with Matthew Tkachuk. They had their chances in both of these games, but they've been few and far between is the issue. Paul Maurice said, you mentioned the physicality, in his press conference this morning, he said, I think we made this series more physical than it needs to be. We had 22 hits in the first period of game two. Prorate that out, and you don't need 66 hits in a game. There's an energy cost to that. We have hitters. You need to finish checks at times, but I don't necessarily need Carter Verhaeghe having five hits. I think they just need to be smarter about how they go out, like the scrums and stuff. Like, to me, it seems like Vegas is unfazed by any of that. And it almost is like, I think back in game one, one of their defensemen, Haig, towards the end of the game, Tkachuk was giving him the face wash, you know, little jabs, knocked his helmet off, and Haig's just laughing at him. Like, there was a clip of Jonathan Marchessault saying to Ryan Lomberg, you're not worth it, when he's trying to goad him into something. I don't think that stuff affects Vegas. And I think it gets to a certain point where, while the Panthers are trying to get Vegas off their game, they're almost kind of getting themselves out of their own game in that spot. Discipline is important, but they can be physical while still being disciplined, and hopefully we see that tonight.
I tell the story of Ray Rice when he was at the Ravens, and I got all this information on him to get him out of his game, to bring up his ex-girlfriend from college's name. And for a second, he looked back when I was like, hey, how's Tina? And he looked back, and then he smiled. He's like, I heard about you. And it got to me like, damn, I couldn't get him. I did all this research and couldn't get him. So you can see that. And actually, they were talking about that on one of the post games. It's like, hey, the Florida Panthers are amping themselves up for nothing. They're right. Getting to themselves more than that. But I wanted to ask, my limited hockey knowledge, Hayden Hill, he's playing like Marlon Wayans on Senseless. Like, he's out of this world. Why don't they put somebody in front of him with their booty on him like they do Bob? They put a guy in front of Bob. He can't see the guy, and they hit it right around him. I don't know what it's called, Josh, but
screens.
It seems like it works for them. Can we screen? Are we able to screen?
So part of what makes Matthew Tkachuk great is that he's so good around the net. And Vegas's defensive core has done such a good job of clogging up the middle and really not allowing the Panthers to get in front of Aiden Hill a lot. Like, he's made some great saves, made a nice glove save on Brandon Montour on one of the power plays in game two. But if you look at it, there's nobody in front of him. He just catch the puck. It was a great shot. But, you know, Aiden Hill's going to stop that if he can see it. Same with Bobrovsky. Now, a lot of people are defending Bob by saying, "Ah, his own guys are screening him. Vegas is screening him." And I'm like, "Look, he's not the only goalie that has to fight through screens to make some saves. Not that it's all his fault, because it's not. But the Panthers, it seems like, and listening to Matthew Tkachuk and Sam Bennett talk this morning, and listening to Paul Maurice talk, they know that they have to get in front of Aiden Hill and clog things up there and make life difficult on him. Heck, the first goal they scored in the third period was off a deflection off a couple of Vegas Golden Knights. Throw the puck at the net, create some havoc in front of them, and score those dirty goals. They've been so, so good at that all season long, especially a guy like Matthew Tkachuk, especially a guy like Sam Bennett. They have the guys to do it. They just got to get there and somehow navigate this really good defensive core from Vegas.
So what kind of game do you think we'll see tonight? Panthers are slight favorites tonight. We're going to talk with Rob Pizzola in the next segment. They're minus 120. VGK is plus 100, so they're slight. And it's been, through the first two games, over-under total was 5.5. It's 6 tonight. We'll ask Pizzola. I'm just curious what kind of game you think we'll see tonight.
I think we're going to get a tight one tonight, tight, like 3-2 type of game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout either way. The Panthers haven't really played that type of game in their favor at all in these playoffs. They had the game two in Boston that they won 6-2. That was really the closest thing to a blowout we've seen, but they have been playing close games this entire run. I think coming home with the fan, sometimes people overrate that aspect of it. I think it matters in this series. Paul Maurice alluded to that as well. This building is going to be rocking. It's the first time that there's ever been a Stanley Cup final playoff game in this building, which is really, really cool. And I think that'll lift the Panthers a bit. They know what they're up against. Matthew Tkachuk said as much. This is our season. You know, you go down 3-0. There's only been one team ever who's come back in the final from a 3-0 deficit, and it was in the 1940s. The Maple Leafs did it.
I remember.
Yeah, of course.
He was 20.
So look.
Ticket cost me $6.
That's expensive, man.
$3.
That's half the price of his the
bamboozle.
Yeah, the bean boozle.
Back then we had one flavor. It was called jelly bean.
Yeah, I'm a licorice fan.
That's right.
Yeah.
Licorice. Yeah. We didn't need anything chewy besides licorice. A bean? That was for Jack and the Beanstalk. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to flesh out a character, and I don't know.
Keep workshopping it.
I'm going to workshop
it. See if the super followers have any
feedback. I'll see what Pizzola says in the 4 o'clock hour after I blame him for the wildfires.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No, I think I kept it nice and
you did. It was very nice and conversational and casual.
Let us in.
Let us in.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we got to take a break. I got to give away those Duran Duran tickets as well. So somebody remind me in the 4 o'clock hour, and we can do that. And again, you can hear the Panthers game tonight here on 560 WQAM. Pregame will start at 7, and Plagans and Billy Lindsay will have the call starting at 8 p.m. Do not go anywhere. Got a lot to get to still.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Papa Reano.
Papa Leteno.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.